Well done. Thank you very much. Now, if you want to, you can stay around at the front and just sit down here for a minute or two while I say a few words. You're very welcome to keep me company up the front. Well done. Well done. Well done. There's definitely some not very well hidden talent there. Ooh. It'd be easier to face me because I'm much more interesting than all the adults out there. So why don't you turn around and face me a little bit? That'll be good. Now, we've heard a lot about what Christmas is and isn't about, haven't we? Can you remember from the sketch, do you remember the three people there? What did they get wrong? What did they say Christmas is not about? What were the wrong? Money and taxes, and that was the wrong answer, yes? Food, and that was the wrong answer. Singing and music, and that was the wrong answer. But what was there one other? Presents. It isn't about presents. Well done. But it is about Christ. There we have it. And I just thought we might just take that little thing, and we're going to work a little way backwards through it and start with Christ, which is slightly difficult, isn't it? Because we don't really know what that word means, do we? Any of you tell me what Christ actually means? It's a hard one, isn't it? Anyone in the audience, in the adults, tell us what Christ means. Peter. The one who's promised, the one who's anointed, gesalbt. And the point of being anointed, gesalbt, is for a special job. So the Christ is someone who came to do a special job. And we're just going to think, what is the special job that Jesus came into the world to do? Now, from the two of the readings we had earlier, I'm going to just remind you of something and see if you can fill in the missing word, okay? Two things about what Jesus came to do. Here's Matthew. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him... No, they did call him Jesus, but it was another name. Emmanuel, very good. And can you get full marks by telling us what Emmanuel means in Hebrew? Everybody know? Because that is so important that it isn't just a name, but it's a name with a meaning. Is Matthew actually tells us, in the next verse he tells us Emmanuel means God with us. And that's the first reason Jesus came. That was the first special job he came to do, was to be with us. Okay? Now, how many of you have had Christmas cards? Anybody here had a Christmas card? Or have your family had Christmas cards? No? No Christmas cards? Who out there has had Christmas cards? There we are. Who's had more than 50 already? Oh, very humble. A few. Now, I got a few here which actually came to LEC. I've just put them in the wrong order now. Now, here is a Christmas card from someone called Hannah. That's Hannah without an H. Now, who knows Hannah? Can you guess which Hannah that might be? Hannah Kushner. Anybody know who that is? She helps with the children's work. You see her every Sunday usually, but she's been away since September. You know who I'm talking about? Look of complete bewilderment. Now, that's not too difficult, is it? Because we saw her quite recently. She left in September for a semester and she's coming back. Well, what about Jim and Mary and Thomas and Olivia? Anybody remember who that was? It's about a year ago. Anybody remember them? They were tall. That's right, the tall American family. Who've gone back to America. So quite a few people. How many people remember the Deppens? See, quite a few remember them, you see. And then we have one here, Alistair and Angela. Who remembers Alistair and Angela? Well, a lot of people, you see. Now, 2 years ago, I think they left, or a year and a half. Quite a long time ago. Any of you remember Alistair and Angela? Yeah? A few nodding heads. Not quite so sure, some of you. Now, what about this one? Even on the same thing as our invitations. Barry and Margaret Blowers. Oh, that's a bit harder. How many of you remember Barry and Margaret? Oh, a couple of hands right at the back there. They came to LEC for 6 weeks in 1998, before some of you were born. And they still remember to send us a Christmas card. Holly was born in that year, so that just shows how long ago it was that they were here. More or less. Now then, the thing is, do you find when you're at home, your parents put up all these cards? My parents have put them up on ropes, on cables, whatever you call it, pieces of string, all over the place. And I didn't know most of these people. It was like friends from when they were kids, or when they were teenagers, or when they were students. Lots of names on these cards, and I've no idea who they were. And then, sometimes, we'd suddenly get a visit from one of these people, one of these names. I remember we had a visit from Cousin Michael, and Cousin Michael was a bit eccentric. And Cousin Michael was so tall, he was even taller than Don Clugston. He was 14 centimetres taller, I think, than Don. He was 2 metres high, that's very tall, and he was about 3 times as heavy as Don, which isn't so difficult, but it's... I worked out that it was something like 130, 140 kilos. He was really big. And we used to have a really little car. It was a little van, one of those really little Japanese Daihatsu vans. And when we drove, and he was sitting on one side, it only had a motorbike engine, and it was very difficult going on holiday with him. But the thing is, we got to know him. Cousin Michael used to be just a name on a Christmas card, and we had no idea who he was. But when he came to visit us, when he was with us, we had a chance to get to know him. And actually, he became one of the favourites. We used to enjoy having him come to stay, even if he did eat all the food. But now that's a little bit what God, Jesus Christ, Emmanuel means, God with us. God has come to visit us in Jesus Christ so that we have the chance to get to know God through Jesus Christ. That's the first special job that Jesus came to do. Okay? And if you look very carefully, you see, the I would be for Emmanuel, okay? And now the second special job, we're looking for an S, okay? See if you can remember this from the reading earlier. I think this is slightly easier. Let's see. The angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord." That's the second special thing Jesus came to do. That's a bit easier, isn't it? Because save, rescue, retten, that's something we do every day. It's not like Emmanuel, a strange foreign word. But what does he save us from, we say? And how does he save us? And why did he save us? And why couldn't we save ourselves? There are lots of questions. And actually, most of those questions get answered at Easter, not at Christmas. So I'm not going to say very much about it. But I'm just going to read you again a little bit from the third reading we had earlier. We heard about Jesus, that after, at the end of his life, after he had provided purification for sins, he sat down at the right hand of the majesty in heaven. He provided purification. Now, can any of you remember ever being really dirty? Könnt ihr euch daran erinnern, wo ihr wirklich schmutzig wart? Thank you very much. Anybody? Titus remembers after a schwamm, what's it called? Schlammschlacht. You don't want to say that after 3 Glühweins. And can you remember being really dirty? And what happened? Did your mother let you in the house? And you were completely covered in mud, were you? Yeah. And what did you do? Ah, it was raining, so maybe the rain cleaned you up a bit. You see, when we used to get dirty as a kid, we weren't even allowed in the house. We had to stay in the garden, and we had to get the hose pipe, and we had to spray each other until all the dirt had come off before we were allowed in the house, before we were clean enough. Now, what the writer is saying here is that our sin makes us dirty. A sin makes us, if you like, inwardly, a bit like we've just had a schwamm. What was it? Schwamm. Nee. Schlammschlacht. That's a very difficult word. Schlammschlacht. But this dirt isn't on the surface, but it's inside. It's deep down inside. And we need to be cleansed. We need to be cleaned from it and purified from it. Okay? And that is the second special job that Jesus did. He purified us. He cleansed us inwardly from our sins. The final reading will tell us a little bit more about that. So listen to that when we come to it. But remember, Christ means he had a special job to do. I, Emmanuel, God with us. S, Savior. He came to rescue us and cleanse us from our sins. And that is what Christmas is all about. So let's remember that over this Christmas break, shall we? Now the next song, children can stay or return as they like. This is the song where we don't know the tune so well, so the musicians will play it through once. And then we'll stand to sing. Done. If we'd like to be just sit down quietly, we're going to just pray very briefly. I think Dorrit's going to come and lead us in prayer. Do you notice in that last song all those different words for Jesus being the Savior? He's the Highland, he's the Retter, he's the light of the world, he's the Tür zu Gott, he's the Brücke. And prayer readers? Just give you a microphone.
Let's pray. Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you that you came into this world for us. On Christmas, many churches will be full of people, as every year. Please give the preachers boldness and wisdom and inspire them to preach your message in a way that leads many people to repentance and faith. Please bring peace to this world. We especially pray for Zimbabwe that you stop the cholera and make the government accept help. Give the people their freedom and their daily bread.
Lord Jesus Christ, bless Israel and give peace between Israelis and Palestinians. We pray for the Christians on both sides, that you would encourage them and give them joy and help them to love their enemies.
Vater im Himmel, segne alle Kinder in der Welt. Hilf den Kindern, die keine Eltern haben, und sei ihr Vater. Wir bitten dich, dass du die Kinder beschenkst, die zu arm sind, Weihnachten zu feiern.
Amen. King of Kings, we pray for our politicians. Give them wisdom in dealing with the financial crisis. We pray for all needy people around the world, but in particular for your children, that you protect them and provide for them during the economical crisis. Father, we thank you and praise you for your love and care. Amen.
Amen.
For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe stands condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of God's one and only Son. This is the verdict. Light has come into the world, but men loved darkness instead of light, because their deeds were evil. Everyone who does evil hates the light and will not come into the light for fear that his deeds will be exposed. But whoever lives by the truth comes into the light, so that it may be seen plainly that what he has done has been done through God.